Lori, another week of the Travel Vertical Podcast. How you doing?
Oh, really good, Adam. Nice to see you, sort of.
Yeah, that's right. I'm actually here in beautiful Dana Point, California for the second time in like 3 weeks. The first time was as a complete visitor with my family for spring break. And now I'm actually back on business and we're doing a familiarization tour with our team to learn more about the destination and make sure that we market it effectively. And it is an amazing, amazing place.
Well, that's a good formula, Adam. Anywhere that you go on vacation becomes a client. So keep it up.
You know, I like the sound of that, Lori. I'll come out next week with the list of places I want to visit and see if we can make it work.
There you go. The family will be pleased.
Yeah. Well, Lori, I know we've got a great guest today, so I think we're going to do a fairly short beginning of the show, and I really want to focus on jobs because I feel like, once again, there's so much jobs news out there. What are you seeing right now?
Yeah, there's still a lot of new jobs coming along. You know, we could talk about director of marketing and this kind of role, but there's lots of vice president of this and that, you name it. On the CEO front, there's a couple of new ones. There's Visit Baton Rouge that just came on board with a search, president and CEO, and another president and CEO search in Visit Greenville, South Carolina. They're looking for executive directors at Muncie Visitors Bureau in Indiana, and another place called Visalia in California. So the list is long. And then we get into, you know, the vice president roles from Visit Tulsa to Shreveport to Visit Albuquerque, Visit Austin, Visit Wichita, San Diego, you know, Myrtle Beach. They're all there.
Wow. There's a lot open right now. And I love that you curate it all together on the travel vertical. So basically, whatever your job title, there's jobs out there for you right now. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it is. There's executive director roles around diversity. There's VP roles around communication, for example, in Philadelphia. There's another DEI role in at Meet Minneapolis, who you remember? That was our very first podcast we did with Meet Minneapolis a year ago. And there are roles in strategic research and analysis and business development. And this week, there's even a brand new vice president role in New York where they're looking for a digital marketing person.
Awesome. Well, I also selfishly am just going to say that I'm looking for a director of public relations, and I'm also looking for a senior digital marketer. And so I'll make sure to get those links over to you to post in the travel vertical as well. I don't know if that's it's probably going to make people not want to work with me after hearing me on this podcast every other week.
But oh, I don't know.
If my voice doesn't just like annoy the heck out of you, then please apply. We'd love to have you work with us.
Yeah. So we've got some more RFPs as well. That's another feature on that same page. Oh, I ought to mention another new job, which is just came in, the chief executive officer for Discover Santa Clara in California, which is another way of saying Silicon Valley.
Yeah. Yeah. All very interesting.
You want to know what else is new? Hey, Adam, here's another.
I sure do.
Chief marketing officer, Destination Cleveland. That came in yesterday. And when we talk to Tom Loftus in a few minutes here, he's going to mention about Destinations International in respect to their CDME certification, which I know you've just are going through at the moment. Well, DI, Destinations International in Washington, D.C., is looking for a champion of people and culture. How's that for a title?
I like that title. Champion of people and culture.
Yeah. It sounds like the front of a Wheaties box. And it's catchy. And then they're also looking for a senior vice president of marketing and communications.
You know, I say we do away with the vice president level of any organization and just change it to champion across the board.
I like that. So they're going to go with that. And, you know, Tom's going to be here in a few minutes and talking about some more things in innovation in marketing that he's taken a cool new idea in-house. So yeah, let's put a new friendly face on things.
I like it. You know what? Let's go ahead and bring Tom in.
Oh, can't wait to talk.
Welcome to the show, Tom. We're excited to chat with you today.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here. I'm a big fan. And first, if I could jump in real quick, I just want to thank Laurie and Travel Vertical, because as the aggregate of all these job openings, you really have helped all of us DMOs and helped a lot of people land jobs. So appreciate that.
Wow, that's really great. We're pleased to hear it.
And Adam, I heard a few weeks ago you said you're working on your CDME. My advice to you is get those reports in on time.
Yeah, because the memory fades quickly once you get back and into the office, doesn't it?
Full disclosure, I'm on the CDME board, and under the chairmanship of Craig Davis, that program is rock and rolling. So be looking forward to welcoming you to the CDME ranks.
Oh, thanks so much. It's been a fun ride so far, and I'm just getting started.
So yeah, if anybody doesn't know what CDME is, just in a couple sentences, Tom?
Sure. This CDME stands for Certified Destination Management Executive Class, and it's a whole track that Destination International, it came up with a couple decades ago, but it gives an opportunity for executives in training or new managers to learn more about the DMO world. Great teachers, and when you come out of that, you definitely are much more evolved as a manager to be, or as a manager that you're present in a position right now. So highly recommend it, and look forward again to seeing Adam in those ranks soon.
It's good to hear that you're on the board. Hopefully you can maybe be a little bit lenient on my reports that I've put together and make sure that they make it through.
Well, let's see how this goes today, Adam. And no.
Great answer.
I will never see your paper now, you know.
Well, Tom, I got to tell you, Richmond, Virginia, it's an interesting place for me specifically. There was a little bit of a twist of fate for me about, 11 years ago now, that I was applying to the Virginia Commonwealth University Brand Center, which is the best master's in advertising that's offered in the country. And I had just about my entire application in. And I ended up seeing a job pop up for an account manager at an advertising agency here in Utah, and ultimately ended up deciding, instead of paying money to go get an additional education, I took the job and ultimately ended up buying the agency, and it's kind of blossomed into what it is today. So I always wonder, what was that alternate life that could have happened if I had gone to Richmond, Virginia? And I'll always have a little bit of mystery for me around Richmond, but what an amazing university to have there, and to have the talent that you can find in a community like that is really great.
Yeah, I'm so glad you went to Utah, Adam, because you might be in my position right now. So, I didn't know anything about the Brand Center until I got here. And of course, you're right, VCU has an excellent master's program. And we're actually working with them this summer on bringing some interns aboard for the summer. So, VCU, you can't go anywhere downtown without seeing a VCU building. So we're very blessed to have that much talent in the region.
Absolutely. And I think that's a little foreshadowing to where we'll go with the conversation today.
Well, something that I would like to just ask in the beginning. So I know that your agency has a couple of names. One of them is visitrichmondva.com, right? But also you talk about the Richmond region. And I just wondered if you could tell everybody what exactly is the destination, geographically speaking.
Sure. Visit Richmond VA is for our website, but we're known as Richmond Region Tourism. And we represent the region of Richmond, of course. And that's seven jurisdictions. That's four counties. That's two cities, including Richmond, and one town in Ashland. So that was one of the main reasons why I wanted to come down here, because instead of just promoting one city and maybe one county, I get to promote the whole region of Richmond. So that gives us a wealth of products and services that you may not find in just a single destination, but we have that in Richmond region. So we're delighted to work with seven jurisdictions and promote everything that's going on in those counties and cities.
And how long have you been there, Tom?
I've been here going on, drumroll, 6 months. And it's been one of the best 6 months of my life, I can tell you that. It's been just a great opportunity to come down here and work with some great leaders, and to work with a city that's, a lot of cities say they're welcoming, but this city is welcoming. I've been looking at it through the eyes of a visitor. So I've been eating my way through the region. And if you ask me one of my weaknesses now, it's biscuits. But I also there's also a lot of outdoor activities. So I'm maintaining my weight level right now.
Glad to hear it, Tom. Now, look, here's a follow-up question for you. So now you've explained to us the region. And then this tidbit I picked up from you or picked it up somewhere online last week. Richmond, Virginia is within a 1 day's drive for more than half of Americans.
That is true. And that's something. Right? Yes. Yep. Half of Americans, 1 day drive. And just it's the location where we're at. We're on intersection Route 95 and 64. We capitalize on that. We're promoting that, especially now with the gas prices going through the roof. Our campaign we're launching next Monday is Get Here on a Tank or Less. And I know I can tell you that can be done because I go back and forth to Pittsburgh. And that's 5.5 hours, and I still have a lot of gas left over when I get down here. So, yep, thank you for mentioning that, because that is something that differentiates us from a lot of destinations out there.
Is it all those, you know, the huge metropolises around you, for example, obviously the corridor, the Northeast Corridor, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, Baltimore, right?
Right. And it's really taking it to like a 400-mile day that you got to drive here to give some love to my hometown. That was also the case in Pittsburgh. We were in that circle where we could reach half the United States in our marketing efforts as well. But they can get here in a day or less of travel. Yes.
Great. You know, Tom, one of the things that Lori told me that you're doing that I was really excited to talk with you about is you came up with an idea within your team of how you wanted to plan for your marketing for the future. And as Lori talked to me about it, I was like, this is what I wish every team would do before engaging an agency, because you come so much more prepared and you've already eliminated what you don't want to do. And so would you mind walking us through this big pitch exercise that you did with your team?
I would love to. And you set me up really well there, Adam. But first of all, this big pitch and anything we accomplish at Richmond Region Tourism would not be possible without the great leadership we have. Jack Berry is our president and CEO, okay. And Catherine O'Donnell is our executive vice president. That will ring a bell to a lot of people in the industry. They're legends. But they really, when I came on board, they expressed they're both champions of collaboration and teamwork and really thinking outside the box. So when I pitched this idea to them, I knew I had a good opportunity of succeeding just by their advocacy and what they want to see out of us. But anyway, we are getting ready to launch a major marketing campaign to raise awareness of the Richmond region. As you all know, or many of you know, there's ARPA funds out there that's coming through the federal government for the strict purpose of driving tourism again. So as we wait for our plan to get approved and get that money in our hand, the money will go to the jurisdictions and they'll pass it on to us. We started thinking about it. Why don't we get our staff involved? And Adam, you sort of alluded to that, but we're all at fault sometimes. We forget that we're a destination marketing and sales organization. So that means you have a ton of talent in-house. So we thought we'd give our staff a chance to come up with ideas for the campaign and in the end make the big pitch. But the way this was set up, we divided the staff into five teams. Each team had four or five staff members. And the most important thing is they were from different departments. Again, going back to Jack and Catherine's vision that everybody collaborates, everybody gets along well. So we got them into the teams, five teams. And we gave them this challenge. We wanted them to come up with three themes. One would be somewhat conservative, creative, but not really rocking any boats. The second one would be a little edgier, and you're really outside the box now. And the third should be you're so far outside the box and edgy that Jack might fire you once he hears your idea. And the edgy part was really important to me because, as Laurie, as you said, you were looking at our website. When I started looking at our website, there was one phrase that jumped out at me is that the Richmond region is where urban edginess meets Southern hospitality. So I really was curious to see how edgy our teams would be. So 3 weeks, we gave them 3 weeks and they had to come back and make a pitch just like an agency would. And again, there's experience that we're giving our staff that may have never made a pitch, or it's been a long time to make a pitch, but we asked each team member to be part of that pitch. Again, I think our roles as DMO leaders is to mentor the next generation of marketing leaders. So again, this was my idea to get my staff more trained in that. So they came back, and I'll tell you what, when Jack Berry danced his way into the room to the music of the Blues Brothers, I knew we were successful already. Yeah, and just a hint, one of his themes had the word soul into it, so that's where that tied in. But really, Laurie and Adam, the ideas were thoughtful. They were creative. At times, they were hilarious, but really highly creative. And then we asked everybody after the pitches were made, and I'll tell you what, the smile never came off my face. I'm thinking, they made this good idea, a really good idea. But at the end, we asked them to vote on their top three or four. At the end, we had top five themes. And if your follow-up questions, what were they? We can't tell you, because those are going to be used over the next year as one-off campaigns from the main campaign we'll be running with our agency. So a lot of fun, and really it built our team. And some of us were new, like myself. Some have been around a long time, and they all were just thrilled with the opportunity. And so what we're going to do, Adam, as you alluded to, pass on those themes to whatever agency we pick. And maybe it's one they build out or develop more or just forget totally, but at least they know what we're trying to get at with our campaign.
Yeah. Wow. When you say it's the big pitch, and then maybe we should have called it the big win, because I can't even begin to imagine the kind of knock-on effect that's had in a positive way among staff members.
Such a fun.
It makes you feel so great about everybody you work with.
It definitely was a big win for us. And as you know, or as you can expect, we'll be doing a lot more of that in the future. Because again, I have a great marketing team, but everybody on our staff has that marketing or creativity background. And hey, when you give them a chance to shine, they'll rise to the occasion. They definitely shined on this.
So Tom, a question of mine, because I think other destinations are going to want to know how to implement this, because I would say, you know, 70% of destinations at least are using an agency in some way, shape, or form. And so I think they would all like to understand how to get better quality work out of their agency, better collaboration out of their agency. And I think what a lot of them don't understand is how much work needs to be done on the destination side in order to get what they want out of an agency. And so my question is, from a process standpoint, how did you help your team understand how to think through it? What information did you give them to help them come up with these amazing ideas that clearly they came up with?
Well, I didn't want to be too heavy-handed, because I'm a VP of marketing and I was on a team myself, so I had some skin in the game. But what we told them, and we shared with them our RFP, which explained some of the goals and objectives that we want out of this campaign. And one of the main things, and this will ring a bell with a lot of our DMOs out there, is that we want to be totally different. We want to be heard above all of the noise that's out there. And there's a lot of noise, as you know, not only because tourism is roaring back, but a lot of people, a lot of cities, most cities probably through the country, are getting some sort of federal funding to go out there and marketing their destinations. So with all those marketing dollars out there, all those destinations, great destinations out there, as we all know, we want to be heard above the noise. So we have to be totally different. So those were my instructions to the groups. Come back to have the three levels of themes, from conservative to really edgy, and to think how this campaign would make us totally different from anything else you see out there. I listen to your podcast. I hear all the great ideas. I have great admiration for them, and I'm not going to use any of them because I want to be different and have a new take on it and really show what's really different about the Richmond region.
Love it.
Can't wait to hear what they all came up with.
You'll be seeing them, Laurie. I'm telling you, I'm so anxious to roll them out, and they're just, and from their very new employees to the very veterans, we just had such good ideas, and I laughed a lot. I can tell you that.
It might even be kind of fun to share the losers, not losers people, but loser campaigns that didn't make it, as kind of a fun piece of content, and maybe have your social audiences vote on them, or what should we use in the future? I don't know. It seems like there's a lot of fun that can come from even the one that doesn't get published.
I love that. Since I had a couple of loser themes. We had one from our team, but it was that. I love that idea, and that would get the our local residents engaged to it, and we're trying to figure out how to do that as we build out this campaign as well. But the one thing we will do, and I've learned from the past, is that we will give the local residents a sneak peek of whatever campaign we come up with, so that we build some momentum and they can share that on social media and they feel like they saw it first.
Okay, so speaking of the residents, here's another factoid I want to pass by you, Tom. Richmond, Virginia. So my question to you is this destination one perfect storm for pleasure? Because when I read about it, I see sports marketing, business, I see meetings, conventions, and I see leisure travel. And I mean, it's like this place seems like it was built for that word.
I'm assuming perfect storm means something good thing. Positive for sure. Yeah. And I definitely agree. And Laurie, I was thinking about a quote that I read this week sometime. It said, not all storms come to disrupt you. They also come to show you a clear path. And I think, obviously, COVID has really devastated the country and the world, and obviously tourism. But also the silver lining is that it's opened up some areas that we hadn't really gone after in the past, and some demographics. Obviously, we all concentrated on our drive markets, and we will continue that, and some of our fly markets. But leisure is definitely one of those paths that have been opened up. We have marketed here in the past to leisure demographics, but it just makes sense down here because, as you know, or we found that millennials are the major target when it comes to leisure, because they want to extend their trips and want to have fun, followed by families and friends probably. But we're also going after the person who wants to bring their partner or their friends with them. Let's face it, they'll have one trip paid for through their company, and it's a good chance to get out there. And people are dying to get back out and travel. So we're really doing a lot of promotion, not only with the leisure groups, but also mid-week travel. Our hotels have asked us for help in building that out. And it's a good opportunity. This is a great city to come to work from Richmond. There's better deals than on weekends at some of the attractions. So we're exploring all that. I do believe, Laurie, you're right. It is a perfect storm for leisure, but you have to have already been anticipating that to really be ultra successful. So we have our campaigns built out for those, and we'll continue that through the year, especially because there's so much to do in Richmond just because it's a region rather than just a destination.
Well, Tom, on the note of leisure, I thought it was interesting that Richmond is ranked 9th on LinkedIn's job measurement data for metro opportunity magnets. And I think that probably speaks to the fact that business people come and then they want to spend time and enjoy their time there. Why do you think you're getting a lot of people that want to move to Richmond, Virginia?
Well, full disclosure, I only read those lists when we're in the top 10, but we are, and I appreciate that. And again, Adam, you're talking to a person who's only been here for 5 months, but I have been obviously out there meeting with our partners. And I can tell you one of the reasons why it's become such a magnet is the work of our Greater Richmond Partnership, our Chamber RVA, Venture Richmond, our airport. They're all out there every day selling our region, and they have a lot to sell. I know we have 12 Fortune 1000 companies already in Richmond and several Fortune 500 companies. And it seems weekly that we're announcing some new business coming to Richmond or some expansion. A lot of it, I think we get back to, a lot of it has to do with location. We're close to several major cities in Baltimore and DC, not too far from New York, down Atlanta and Charlotte. It's an easy place to get to, obviously we talk about our car, but direct flights on airplanes. But also I hear it's a great trip down on a train from Baltimore or from New York and from Boston to get down here. Other reasons is the cost of living is lower here than a lot of destinations, much lower. Lower rental rates, I can tell you that, just moving down here recently. There's also, and you mentioned this with VCU, there's a wealth of really millennial talents here. So many college graduates, University of Richmond, VCU, Virginia State, University of Virginia, Virginia Tech. I know I left out about 10, but you get the picture. There's a lot of tech students here and a lot of marketing students. It's a diverse region, a welcoming region. And I think, I know that CEOs are thinking about moving their businesses. They want to find locations where it's a great place to visit and learn and build and play. And that's what's what we're promoting. We're not just promoting to our targeted leisure market audiences or meeting planners. We want to, with this new campaign, we want to create that halo effect that our assets, even though it's designed to drive tourism, those assets can be used by our economic developers, our schools, our airports. And I will tell you that a couple months ago, we got on the phone with Dave Lorenz from Travel Michigan. I know everybody out there knows him. And we really wanted to talk to him about Pure Michigan, how they build it, and why it's been so such a long longevity. And he was so nice to us, spent a lot of time to us. And the one point he made, and I'll carry this with me, is that you got to make sure your stakeholders understand that this will create a mutual benefit, although that benefit will not be equal for everyone. And he says, if they believe that and they understand that, you're going to have a successful campaign. So I know I went off track a little bit, but there's a lot of reasons why that we're becoming a magnet for sure.
Great.
Tom, is there anything we haven't asked you about that you'd really like to make sure that listeners are aware of?
Sure. First of all, I just want to end and mention for sure that I invite all of your listeners, including you two, to come visit the beautiful region of Richmond, Virginia. If you've never been here or you haven't been here for a long time, you're going to be in for a surprise. It's really just a great location. A couple of reasons I came, of course, I mentioned leadership. Such great leaders that I have a pleasure to work with. The distance from here back to my hometown. And I say it's my hometown, that is, but this is my home city now. A lot of similarities, but a lot of great people. And one other thing real quick is one of the things that really caught my attention is two initiatives that Richmond Region Tourism has helped build out, and that's Black RVA and Out RVA. They're two initiatives that we help fund, but they're run by our community partners. One is promoting and raising awareness of Black businesses in the region, and the other one is promoting businesses for LGBTQ businesses. So I really thought it was an organization that wasn't just checking off the box. They have been doing this for a while, and that's really attracted me to this job.
Well, Tom, I want to congratulate you on the big pitch. I think it's an incredible idea, and it's a great way to engage your team and have everyone feel like they were involved in the outcome of the discussions that you were having. I think that's great in any organization, and I think I've learned something from the conversation today that I'd like to share with more of our team. I'd like to invite you, once you've been able to unveil the new campaign and you can speak a little more freely, I'd like to invite you on the Destination Marketing Podcast to walk us through kind of from beginning to end, maybe in a little bit more detail, if you'd be willing, because I think it would be a really great conversation.
I would love that. And I thank you for your time today and look forward to talking to you in the future.
If people want to get a hold of you, Tom, what's the best way?
T. Loftus at visitrichmondva.com.
Thank you, Tom. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you too, Lori.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Adam.
Well, thanks, Lori, and thanks to Tom for joining us today. We had a great show, and I appreciate your work, Lori, and bringing it all together in the travelvertical.com every week, and also Tom for sharing some of his ideas and experiences with us. And I thank everybody for listening. We really appreciate it, and if you enjoyed today's show, please don't forget to subscribe or leave us a rating or a review. It helps us to continue to grow the show and bring you great content like we do today.